You want to see somebody that responds to your house, your emergency, whether it's a medical call or a fire call, that looks like you. It gives that person a little bit more ease, knowing that somebody might understand their situation better. Is she strong enough to do this? Or, you couldn't carry my husband out of a fire, which my response is, he got himself in the wrong place if I have to carry him out of a fire.
The previous decade leading up to now has been pretty wacky, I have to say. And one of the wackier things has been DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion. Of course, people who argue for it say it's good. In fact, there are people I know of that will argue for it outside of the purely ideological echo chamber perspective and say, look, it actually produces good results because you're getting more people who are contributing their skills to a project, a job, or what have you. And that perspective, of course, exists. But generally speaking, most people are very wary and suspicious of the idea of DEI. It's just, we see the results, right? What you witnessed before is the assistant fire chief in the LA Fire Department making very weird statements indeed. Statements that you probably couldn't make elsewhere. Imagine a random firefighter saying, for example, well, if you're trapped in a burning building and you're too heavy, or you're a big guy, it's your own fault, and I don't need to rescue you. And if you look at, how shall I say, the presentation of this person, you kind of get the sense that this person probably wasn't hired based on their ability or their skill or their, well, strength. Because clearly this stupid statement contains a concession that you can't actually take a man or lift a man out of a burning building. And that probably isn't a good thing, because most people agree that if you're trapped in a burning building, regardless of the circumstances, you probably should be rescued, or at least the attempt should be made. And the whole DEI train has really gotten out of hand. It was bad enough a few years ago, but we have to be honest. I think what really catapulted a lot of the worst of the worst in terms of DEI was the event related to the Great Pestilence, and specifically the sub-event within the greater context of that event, namely the slaying of the martyred St. Floyd. After St. Floyd had been slain, the entire country of the United States, and not just the U.S., Canada, and even Europe, I've mentioned to you on several occasions that you can sometimes see murals of St. Floyd on the walls of various places in Europe. And that led to a new perception of things, a new revision, if you will, of how DEI ought to be implemented. Because let's be honest, affirmative action in one shape or another has been around for quite some time, decades. But the drive to push DEI in specific has been somewhat different. And in light of the Great Pestilence, as well as the slaying of St. Floyd, we have come to witness a new iteration of it, a much stronger one, a much more virulent one, because it leads to the hiring of people like this assistant fire chief who, by all accounts, based on the lack of physical strength and the attitude and the statements made, should not be in that position. Now, many of you might know that last month, the not-so-great state of California caught wind of many a fire. In fact, it was a great conflagration. In fact, as far as I'm aware, one of the greatest fires to hit California, period, in the history of the state. And to say that the response was pretty poor is a bit of an understatement, and many people have been analyzing this and talking about it, and of course I'm no expert on firefighting, although I did recently learn that apparently close to half, 45% of the firefighting force in the United States is actually private, and is wielded and controlled by people, obviously, of wealth and means, in order to insulate them and protect themselves in case the public services fail, which they did. If I were a rich person, I guess I would do the same. You probably would too. Be it as it may, we are used to, for example, DEI in entertainment, in films, movies, game development, games. That's kind of normal. I'm not saying we like it. Most of us don't. I certainly don't. But that's just been something that we have regarded as par for the course these days. It is what it is, right? And there's not much you can do about it, at least for the nonce. However, when you look at some of these other more serious issues, issues revolving around, say, defunding the police, potentially, or having people working at the fire department that are not qualified, and not just not qualified, but actively hostile to the principles and ethos of being a firefighter, then it really raises questions. I know some people that are worried about flying and airplanes, because what if you have DI involving pilots? Well, that's probably a bad thing, because as far as I'm aware, and I'm definitely no expert when it comes to commercial flying, a lot of it is automated, that is to say, the process of flying the airplane, but you still need competence, you still need the training, etc., etc. And imagine being up in the air that high up, and you happen to be a DEI hire who's not competent. You're literally taking hundreds of lives into your hands and potentially risking them in an extremely serious manner. A couple of years ago, I talked about the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine and how they're pushing for DEI and what have you. So there are a lot of sectors and domains in life, in the economy, that you really can't afford to have diversity hires for, because it's obviously very dangerous. Flying, firefighter, doctor, among others. And that's how things have changed, I would say, in the last 4 or 5 years in the wake of the slaying of St. Floyd, just because people really allowed their ideology to get to their heads. And now people are slowly but surely paying the price for it, not just in terms of their lack of entertainment. We've all been suffering from a lack of entertainment when it comes to some of the things we used to enjoy back in the day, say 20 years ago, maybe 15 years ago. But now lives are being put at risk and many important outcomes are being jeopardized. I think it goes without saying that for an important position like a firefighter, a doctor, a pilot, you really have to focus on competence and you cannot allow your ideology to catch up to you. Now, in the wake of all of this, President Trump, aka Drumpf, has been pretty busy, right? Say what you want about him. He's been pretty busy, and by the lights of some people's accounts and by their claims, DEI is sort of going away because he is doing what he can to get rid of it. He's doing what he can to combat it and to basically reverse a lot of the DEI progress that has infected the landscape. And that is probably a good thing, ultimately. The problem here I see long term is how long will this last? Because the reality is that politics is almost always a pendulum, right? And I would argue that the pendulum over the last 10 years in specific, but really over the last 30 years, because you have to look at the big picture, has swung so far left, generally speaking, that whatever you do in the 4 years of your office, which is what Trump has, you can only do so much. So you can push back at it. You can try to reverse some of the damage done. You can add new initiatives that will decrease the likelihood of DEI. And let's say that works, hypothetically. For the nonce, for the time being, what happens in the future? Because with the political pendulum, it always swings back one way or another. And the overwhelming direction things have gone in, and I say this as a centrist, has been left-wing. The intensity of the previous 10 years, and specifically the intensity of the last 5 years, yeah, it's very eye-opening, very obvious. But even before that, decades before that, that was the general direction. Things have moved from a more grounded centrist or even conservative perspective to increasingly progressive perspective of the world. There are a lot of reasons for this. I've talked about this many times in separate videos. For example, the nature of civilization itself, the safety and relative comfort of civilization, and how that produces essentially people who are more inclined to look at things from a progressive perspective for ideological reasons, because the safety of said civilization allows them to do so. But let's just say Trump is successful in his endeavors, and for the time being, DEI becomes a thing of the past, or mostly a thing of the past, because private institutions are still very much going to do this thing. Well, that's all well and good, but in light of the pendulum swing, because you have to think about this aspect too, what do you think all the progressives are doing right now? What do you think about all the individuals out there who really, really dislike Trump? I don't really care about Trump. I just feel, meh, he's a politician and he's got a big ego, but whatever. But there are people that are ideologically opposed to him. they really dislike him for ideological reasons. And remember the pushback and the resentment and the anger back in 2016, the nonstop talk about Trump and the fact that Trump was being posited as a fascist and the usual claptrap that you hear from these people. How much worse is it going to be now in light of all the initiatives that he's put forth, in light of all the things he's trying to do to get rid of all the quote-unquote progress that has been made by progressives? No, as I said in a previous video, people are not interested in compromise. And the primary thing that I've observed with a lot of these people, especially progressives, the primary MO basically is vengeance. There's this perception that history has a very directed force behind it, and it's been intentional, and that things happen for very specific reasons, and there's a kind of unbroken line of continuity from the past until the present. And basically people who might be descended from certain individuals or people of a certain background, they are fundamentally guilty and bad people because, well, something happened a couple hundred years ago or what have you. A lot of this is recency bias. I might make a separate video about this because so much of what I observe is recency bias. But for now, I can tell you that my observations of ultra-progressive people tell me that in addition to their ideology, they're very much about vengeance. They are on a crusade to get revenge against the wrongs that they perceive to exist in the world. Some of these wrongs might actually be legitimate, some might not be, but the point is, they perceive certain things and they want to take revenge. And it doesn't matter if they drag all of society down with them into the dregs. It doesn't matter if they ruin everything they touch in the process, be it entertainment, or the ability to efficiently fight fires, or for that matter, have safe commercial air flight. They don't care as long as their ideology gets pushed through. And what Trump is doing now with his initiatives is making them even angrier and angrier. And they might go into hiding for now, and they might be in hiding for now, and they might be in the decline for now. But they will come back. And they will come back with a vengeance, no pun intended. Progressives, in addition, as I said, to their ideology, are obsessed with this idea of getting revenge on quote-unquote bad actors and punishing the world, sometimes punishing people simply for existing. This has been my observation for years after having conversed with them and observed them. That's really what they want. They want revenge, and they will have it. Once Trump leaves office, assuming a Democrat gets elected, which is very likely given how the pendulum works, what do you expect then? You're going to expect more of the DEI, much more of it. It's going to be doubled down on. And if you think the last 5 years were a fever pitch dream of DEI and terrible hires, and more importantly, risky and dangerous hires, you ain't seen nothing yet. Because there's a distinct possibility after Trump leaves office, whatever he ends up doing, however much he manages to suppress or get rid of DEI, that it will come back and it will be much, much worse than before. Because remember, the pendulum has been swinging left for decades. We've just had an accelerant in recent years due to a number of events that I've mentioned, and it is not going to be stopped by a few initiatives during the course of a single term in office, even if it is Trump and even if it is the President of the United States. So, brace yourself. This is not over yet. Get ready for more people down the line, such as this assistant chief firefighter who doesn't think it's her responsibility or even within the realm of her capacity to be able to rescue a man from a burning building because he shouldn't have been there in the first place. Imagine that on steroids, and that's quite possibly the future that we are rushing towards. Anyway, as always, thank you very much for tuning in. Many special thanks to my very generous patrons on Patreon and my donors on PayPal. Without you, this channel could not exist. And please, to be informed of my videos, hit the bell icon. It'd be much appreciated so you know when the videos are uploaded. And if you can engage in the usual YouTube jazz of liking the video, sharing the video, commenting, subbing if you're not yet a sub, all that's much appreciated. If I'm still alive, I'll check you out then. Until then, may the gods truly watch over you. Bye-bye for now. If you liked this video, please like, share, and subscribe. And if you enjoy my content, please consider making a donation or becoming a patron. Thanks for watching.